latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Spanish nurses are being hunted down in their workplace as a zealous recruitment drive in the UK is seeing them as targeted with offers for work in the NHS. The Calderdale and Huddersfield NHS Foundation Trust has confirmed that a trip by three members of the hospital to Madrid last month has resulted in five new nurses being recruited for the Huddersfield Royal Infirmary and the Calderdale Royal Hospital. The reason for the Spanish recruitment campaign is said to be due to a struggle to fill nursing positions locally. And so, a human resources manager, accompanied by two nurse recruiters, jetted off to Spain, where they interviewed just eight candidates, offering five of them a new job in the new year. With the offer of a relocation package that includes an on-site accommodation, rotational experience around the hospital and in community and training programs, as well as an attractive salary, it seems like their loss to the Spanish healthcare system is nothing but a gain to the NHS. Earlier this year, the CHFT admitted that it needed around 70 full-time nurses to meet the minimum staffing requirements at the hospitals, with staffing level figures revealing shortages in more than half of the wards, with countless shifts in October seeing too few nurses available to cover the shifts demanded by NHS guidelines. The Trust said that they hope to try to recruit more nurses locally and have not ruled out another headhunting trip to Spain soon. There's a little bit of good news for motorway drivers this week as the Spanish government announced that motorway tolls will not increase in 2015, the first time they've not done so for 5 years. In fact, 2015 will be the first year since 2010 that prices have remained frozen, since the network operators agreed a formula for updating tariffs annually, which was agreed in 2002. The formula is based on a number of different factors, including a link to inflation, but the rise in 2014 was also seen as one of the lowest, increasing just 1.85%. In addition, the government is now also working with the concessionaires to operate the 2,550 kilometres of the motorway system, with a view to offering discounted rates during off-peak times. The ministry continues to work on the creation of a new public highway company, with which they hope to rescue the eight route operators currently in bankruptcy or at bankruptcy risk. For more details on these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.